We all have different body chemistries, so we have different responses to smell and taste.
Commentator and garlic farmer Chester Aaron.
I now grow 97 varieties of garlic from 30 different countries. These garlics vary in size, shape, skin colors, number of cloves to a bulb, and taste. My taste does change, but currently I prefer the Red Toch from the Republic of Georgia. I'm also fond of the Morado de Pedramera from Andalusia and the French Germinador. None of these is too hot in my mouth, and each, for me, has a distinct and, for me, satisfying taste. In several cultures, Egyptian, Chinese, Japanese, garlic has been grown and consumed not just for taste, but for health. 10 years ago, at a conference in China, an Israeli biochemist asked local physicians how they treat patients with amoebic dysentery. Their response, a 5,000-year-old remedy consisting of an alcohol extract made from freshly crushed garlic cloves. My own father, born in what is now the Republic of Georgia, used garlic medicinally. When I had a toothache as a child, he had me hold a raw garlic clove on my tooth when I chewed. For my earache, the offending ear received several drops of freshly crushed raw garlic and olive oil. Did it work? It did for me. As a 20-year-old soldier in World War II, I had access to penicillin. Russian soldiers did not. I was neither surprised nor scornful when I saw Russian soldiers taking a clove or two of raw garlic from their pockets and rubbing that garlic on their wounds. It must have had an effect. They promptly returned to battle. Stanford University is currently researching the legitimacy of the ancient myths and folklore about garlic. Scientists there are also looking into claims about garlic's supposed effectiveness in fighting high cholesterol and heart disease. It was probably a trust in both myth and reality. The memories of the Russian soldiers, memories of my father, that brought me back to garlic. This is what led me, an old youth, to grow garlic and introduce it to the many chefs who appeal for samples. The claims about garlic's health benefits may not be proven, but I personally am convinced. I now use it as a salve when I injure myself on the farm, and I enjoy eating it raw. If you're worried about the aromatic after effects of eating raw garlic, chew raw parsley or other such greens. It works in my mouth. It might work in yours.
Chester Aaron grows peaches, plums, and a whole lot of garlic in Occidental, California.